Bill won't stay around a super long time. Visit an office near you or foundersfcu.com/superrates today. That's foundersfcu.com/superrates. Or visit a Founders office near you to see how we can help put a little extra in your monthly budget. Membership qualification required, federally insured by NCUA.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You people should hear Ramona during the break trying to keep me straight. I mean, lecturing.
It's a good thing I don't have it's a good thing I can't fire you. I just have fire you.
Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. Summer's coming. Get ready for holiday travel. Going to the beach, you don't want your vehicle breaking down in the heat. You know, when I often think of this, which is worse?
In your Jeep.
Seriously, which is worse, breaking down in extreme heat or extreme cold? Neither's good.
I'd say heat, because you could, maybe in cold you could find something to cover, but you can't do anything about the heat.
Yeah, but see, I think in the heat you're unlikely to die. In the cold,
you die more in the heat than the cold?
No, I think you die more in the cold than the heat. It depends where you live. You know, if you live here, probably your way. If you live in Minnesota.
Yeah, I guess that would be so bad.
It sort of depends.
Now, if you live in Minnesota, would you have, like, blankets and stuff in your trunk?
But I have a lot of blankets. Yeah. Remember last year in those ice storms? I forget where this was, but there was some girl who was on her way home, and the vehicles were all stuck in a bad ice storm, and it was difficult for emergency people to get to them, and this girl, young woman, was stuck for 9 hours. She died.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, First Class Halt. You don't want any of those bad things to happen to you. That's the reality of it, all right? And so if it's heat that's the concern, again, you do not want to be stuck on a roadside somewhere when the temperature's 100 degrees. Because on the roadside, the temperature's like 139. You're like in the friggin' desert. Holiday travel special, only $149.95 at First Class Hall. Oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance, operation, in-cabin microfilter condition. Check the coolant level, freeze point protection level. Pressure test the cooling system for leaks. Test the starter and alternator system. Clean and spray battery terminal. Spray with anti-corrosion protectant. Get that all done for $149.95 so all those bad things we just talked about don't happen to you. All locations, $15 rebate. Beat pollen season with clean air for you and your vehicle. With any oil change, get up to a $15 rebate in the form of a TechNet Professional prepaid MasterCard on oil, air, and cabin filters purchased and installed with an oil change service. All locations, in honor of Memorial Day, First Class Halt will offer 10% off labor for those who have served and are serving in our military. Thank you for your service. How about this? Purchase any set of tires from First Class Halt. Get an alignment half off. Was $119, now only $59.50. Also, coming up starting on the 17th, I'm going to have Michelin tire specials and BF Goodrich tire specials to tell you about. But right now, you can still get the Hercules tire special, where you can get up to a $70 Hercules Tires MasterCard prepaid. That runs out in 4 days, so act now if you want that deal. Three locations to serve you: Greenville, Anderson, and the Cherrydale location. Go see my friends at First Class Hall. You will thank me later. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Good, Scotty. Appreciate you getting in. Did you hear, Scotty, the quarterback ranking?
Yeah, I was talking about that quarterback, and I just was wondering, you know, about the Caleb Williams, first of all. You ran it 2 days ago about the top 25, and then the number one was Caleb Williams. And I remember before Venables got the job, he transferred, but he didn't necessarily transfer. He wanted to see who was the highest bidder.
That's the game we're playing right now.
Well, and I'm just thinking, that are we going to have another Peyton Manning? You know, no, I'm not playing for that team. You can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, you mean come draft time?
Right.
I think you mean...
He's going to be the number one off the board, barring he gets hurt.
Yeah, I think you mean Eli Manning.
Was it Eli?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I knew it was one of the Mannings. Yeah. I'm playing for them. Yeah, they don't have a line.
Yeah, and Archie was orchestrating the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't mention Manning on your 25 either.
Well, he's not the starter.
He's not going to be a starter at
Texas.
Mississippi? Texas?
Yeah, no.
Okay. So my question was, did you see the schedule come out for the NFL today?
Well, the actual release is tonight, but a lot of games have been released already.
Yeah. Monday Night Football is just against the Bills, first one.
Yeah. There's some great early games. Jets and Bills. You knew there was going to be a lot of Jets action with Aaron Rodgers. And that game, I believe, is the Bills at the Jets. That's the first Monday night game. And then the first Thursday night game is the Lions and Chiefs. I have not seen where that game is, but the Lions and Chiefs are kicking off the regular season on a Thursday night. I'm pretty interested in that game because I'm pretty high on the Lions.
Yeah, they're going to lose their cornerback, though, for gambling?
Well, I don't know. But I'm high on the Lions. I think they're going to take another step forward, and we're going to get a test of that right from the start as to how good they are when they play the Chiefs. But think about how much they've improved for the Lions to be opening the NFL season on a Thursday night against Kansas City.
When I grew up, Walt, we had one NFL player from the state of New Hampshire. His name was Greg Landry. He was the backup quarterback for
Detroit.
The Lions.
Yeah. Well, he was a starter for a while, too. It was he and a guy named Bill Munson.
Yeah. Neither one of them going to go down the Hall of Fame. Hall.
No. No.
Better hurry up. It's almost Black Flag season up there.
There were some great quarterback combos in history. The then Washington Redskins had a great combo. They had the fat guy combo, Ramona. They had Sonny Jurgensen and Billy Kilmer, who were both fat.
Yeah, with the one bar. I love the one bar, though.
Yeah, they had the fat guy combo. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they ordered when they went to the drive-thru window, too. We'll have the fat guy combo.
Okay.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Scotty. Yeah. If you're looking for political correctness, you've come to the wrong place. You know, but yeah, they did. Those two guys were truly fat playing quarterback, and they both played at the basically the same time. We have lots to get to. We are going to talk some college football tonight. We're going to get back into the top 25 conversation that we just started, Ramona. We can't seem to get through. Ellis Tolbert will be joining me later today. We'll talk about. The quarterback list, some college football at that time as well. But yeah, look, I think we're headed towards a really interesting NFL season. The AFC, you know, first of all, we have this new system where, and I still don't know all the ins and outs of this yet, but they're not locked in to a particular network. You know, there's going to be like, it would seem like bidding for some of these games. And they could show up anywhere on any of the platforms. I don't even know how you're going to find some of these games doing it the way that they're doing it. But apparently it's like an open process now where, you know, if you want to air one of these games, if you have enough money, you can air the game. I don't know how it's actually going to work. It would seem like you would need contractual agreements, but we're going to have this system where
they're just selling to anybody.
Apparently, you know, maybe we'll broadcast the game. Burns Acquisition Group has acquired the rights to Thursday Night Football.
Just kidding.
Oh, no, not kidding. Oh, please. Let me do the color commentary.
You're not allowed. You can't keep your composure.
I can show you evidence of that on my way in here today. You want in 654-7627. But, you know, I wrote this earlier today. I've already mentioned the Lions, but I'm really high on the Seahawks. They bring Bobby Wagner back, which I think is really going to help that defense. And they add Smith and Jigba to that receiving core. Are you kidding me? Geno Smith completed 70%. You know, we want to talk about who's the best quarterback in the NFC, right? And we just want to automatically adopt Jalen Hurts. Watch out for Geno Smith, because Jalen Hurts got better in part because of his own work ethic, in part because he had great weapons when Brown came over, and now Smith is the 1.5. Look what Geno Smith is going to have with Seattle. When you add Smith and Jigba to that mix they already have, are you kidding me? I don't know how you're going to stop them. I don't. Plus, they have two running backs. You know what, Rona? I'm debating whether I'm going to do a mark the tape on the NFC. I think the Seahawks could win the NFC. I really do. I'm not worried about their defense. I think they can outscore people. They're going to have two great running backs, two really talented running backs, and they're different. You've got a wide receiving core that might be the best in the NFL now when you add Smith and Jigba to it. You have a starting quarterback who completed 70% of his throws last year. There's a lot to like in Seattle, a lot to like. They're a very – hey, by the way, that reminds me of something, Ramona. Same division. What's the dude's name I had you write down the other day? Get this. Listen to this, peeps. Listen to this. What's the dude's name I had you write down?
Mayoko.
Are you just doing that from memory?
Mayoko, yeah.
I'm sure that's right.
Well, it is. Mayoko.
Do you have the piece of paper that you wrote it down?
I have it somewhere.
Okay.
I
can you have it somewhere.
I like it. Well, like okay. You have me write
all
it
right,
down?
We'll just say it's Mayoko. We'll play.
Mayoko.
Okay, Mayoko. We're going with Mayoko. Is that it?
Mayoko.
Mayoko. Is that it?
Yeah, that's not how it's spelled. That's how it sounds.
Okay, that's how it sounds. Okay. So Mayoko is one of the leading writers that covers the San Francisco 49ers, whatever his name is. I'm sure you wouldn't recognize being called by that.
I swear. Okay. Don't you trust me?
Yeah, well.
You had me write down M-A-Y-O-K-O.
Okay, then maybe it is. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Mayoko, or Ko, Mayoko.
You told me that's how it sounds.
Yeah, Mayoko.
You had me write it down.
All right, we're going with that.
Lines over the O and everything.
All right. Okay? Mayoko, who is the one of the chief beat writers for the San Francisco 49ers, has 150,000 followers. Do you know what this guy wrote about Sam Darnold? This is that Sam Darnold, Ramona, the guy with the interception gene that Bill Polian says as the interception gene. The guy who threw nothing but interceptions when he was in college, nothing but interceptions with the Jets, nothing but interceptions with the Carolina Panthers. He's now a member of the San Francisco 49ers. I want to tell you both sides of this, but I do want to get to Mayoko's tweet first. And I don't have the words in front of me right now. This is a summary of it. He actually said this, Ramona. He said that he thinks Sam Darnold is the best passing quarterback in, want to take a guess? He said Sam Darnold, the aforementioned interception gene, struggle at USC, struggle with the Jets, struggle with the Panthers. Sam Darnold, he thinks, is the best passing quarterback in?
The only thing I can say is the NFL. Is in the NFL?
In 49er history.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Joe Montana played for that franchise.
Oh, did he? That's bad.
Steve Young played for that franchise.
Oh, that's bad, too.
NFL Hall of Famer John Brody played for that franchise. All these guys played for that franchise. And this dude thinks Sam Darnold might be the greatest passer in 49er football history. I do want to touch on this for a minute when we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide.
Who needs that much more Tide?
Well, when giving your muddy dog a bath turns into you getting a mud shower, yikes, you're gonna need more Tide.
When your wine tasting becomes a wine spilling,
yeah, you're gonna need more Tide.
Or if your favorite shirt is your kid's favorite napkin. Great, I'm gonna need more Tide. My mom gave me that shirt.
It's a mess out there. Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide versus Tide Pods.
Dr. Lucas, I know sometimes you've got spouses and one spouse is excited about the program and the other spouse maybe is not as excited because it might change how they cook or how they eat. What would you say to that couple as they try to navigate?
They'll become excited together. So if you tell your spouse that you're doing this for them, you're doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it for them to be healthy, to be with them longer and to enjoy the time that they have together in a deeper way, then you're going to find that your spouse steps up and wants you to get started and make a change in your health. Also, I haven't met a spouse who has been unhappy about the outcomes that their spouse has experienced while doing the program and dropping weight and getting healthier. You're going to have better energy, more time to be able to focus on them. You're going to find that your relationship is deeper. So everybody involved is going to benefit from the outcomes that you experience.
For more information about the program, check out their website at myphdweightloss.com.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Hatflow Company's custom online hat builder is now live. Build your custom weather patch hat from start to finish. Choose from performance, flat bill, trucker hat, snapback, low profile, beanie, or straw sun hat. Then pick your color combination and patch shape. Upload your logo and add to cart. It's that easy. The best part? No order minimums, quick turnaround, nationwide shipping, great customer service, and affordable pricing. Visit hatflowco.com and start your custom weather patch hat quote today. Hatflowco.com.
Trees, if you love your trees, won't you please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey, it's Bo Thompson here with my friend Eric Schneider of Schneider Tree Care.
You know, Bo, there's guys out there that can cut stuff down. I know, and we can do that too. But when it comes to long-term health of our community and our tree canopy, yeah, I've got a whole staff of guys that just really, they're tree geeks. They love what they do, and they don't have just a removal to sell. They can actually walk the property with you and give you a comprehensive plan on how to care for your trees and shrubs long term.
So protect that investment that is your yard and make sure it thrives now and in the future. Go to SchneiderTree.com. Learn about their services, tree removal, trimming and pruning, emergency services, mulch and maintenance, SchneiderTree.com.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome to Road Rage. See, Ramona, this is what that statement generates. The statement about Sam Darnold. Mike and Ross write, "You're lying, Walt. No way you said that, LOL." I'm getting a lot of those. Dexter 706 says, come on. Let's go. On the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. That's got to be a misprint or that guy is high. I'm getting a lot of those. No. As God is my witness, dude actually wrote that on his Twitter feed and then stood by it in an interview. He actually said this. He actually said that Sam Darnold, he believes, is the best passing quarterback in 49er history. Now, let me say this, because I've actually already said this sometime in the way back. I do think Sam Darnold can be a very effective quarterback running that 49er offense if that's who they go to. And why wouldn't I? Because Shanahan's been able to basically drag people off the street and elevate them. So why wouldn't he be able to elevate Darnold with a ton of weapons around him? I do think Sam Darnold can play pretty good football with that supporting cast. When Sam Darnold was drafted, one of the constant parroted lines was that he had a good arm. He did not. He had a really average sort of pedestrian arm. And that's always been the case, still the case. I think Sam Darnold can play well as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. I think to say Sam Darnold is the best passing quarterback in 49er history means like you're a loony bin candidate. I mean, there is just Rudy said guy must have the dumb A gene. There's just no way you can make that statement. I mean, there's just no way. If you want to say Montana had sort of an average arm, okay, he did, but he had everything else in unlimited supply. He had a mind for the game like few have ever had. He had a clutch gene that few have ever had. He was accurate. He threw the ball on time. He saw the whole field. He was a champion of champions. Steve Young might have been even better than Montana. Steve Young had those other traits, was also an elite athlete, and had a very good arm. And then, I don't know if this guy's ever heard of John Brody, but if you go back in the history of that organization, John Brody was one of the great early passers ever. So, the notion that Sam Darnold, again, who Bill Polian says has the interception gene, and I think it's true, is the greatest passer in 49er history is just so beyond laughable that, maybe the time to say that was when Darnold was with Carolina. You know, maybe, aww. Right, maybe when Darnold was with Carolina for a cup of coffee, maybe you could have said it then. But you can't say it once he goes to the 49ers, but that happened. That's for real. Did I say how the guy spelt his name, Ramona? I don't think so, right? I just gave you the phonetic sounding of it.
I have how he spells his name.
Oh, you do? Well, you people can go look it up for yourselves. How does he spell his name?
M-A-I-O-C-C-O.
Okay. M-A-I.
I thought you were going to make that a win while it's money. So I memorized that one. I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't.
That's awesome. So you saved the spelling of
yeah,
you're trying to double down on B'nai B'nwakari.
Yeah. I thought maybe you would do that.
Look at Ramona.
Explain to me. You didn't explain anything about him. You just said, write this down exactly how it sounds. Which sounds like a trick. Which sounds like a total trick.
Look at Ramona trying to anticipate Winwald's money. You know, just for that, the next edition of Winwald's money that actually occurs is going to be brutal.
I wouldn't have got that right.
Trying to anticipate where I'm going. That was what you claimed worked for you with B'nai B'nwakari. You know, others have a different story as to what happened.
I'm going to not even reply to that anymore because it don't make no sense.
Okay, you're not going to dignify that anymore? Again, I never said.
That's correct.
I never said you cheated. I simply said that, factually speaking, that we've played Winwald's money like 50 times, and the only time you won was the only time I wasn't here. I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's
I was on location, and that just coincidentally was the one out of 50 times you got the answer right.
Yeah, and if we pull the tape, you'll see that I had no
I thought you weren't
going to
dignify her. Didn't you just say you weren't going to dignify
her? Yeah, that's true. But it just makes me mad. But you think I'm cheating.
I didn't say that. I see, that's your own interpretation.
You know what they call that? They call that guilty conscience.
Laying out the circumstances of what happened.
The circumstances. Trying to make him sound like I cheated.
No.
Instead of going, oh, you've won it before with B'nai B'nwakari. You don't say it like that. You say, it's the time where he won and we don't know because I wasn't here. I mean, it's been like 10 years. Get some new material, dude.
Did I or did I not fairly describe the situation of your win?
I
fairly described the situation of your one victory. I did. Yeah, see? Let me tell you about the Elkmont Trading Company and what they have going on for Mother's Day. Are you kidding me? Get to Elkmont. They have all your gifts for mom. 20% off all regular priced women's apparel, handbags, totes, jewelry, and boutique footwear. For you, those of you in the Wahala poll room, that's, you know, one-fifth. 10% off all of most outdoor gear for her as well. How about that? So you get 20% off all the regular price women's apparel, handbags, totes, jewelry, and boutique footwear, and 10% off most outdoor gear for her. Treat mom to an outfit for the outdoors, for the tailgate and the game, for summer backyard barbecues, for a day on the lake, for comfort in the gym, or lounging around the house, or a night on the town. Elkmont has it all. They do, too. They have it all. Trust me. They've got mom covered, so get there. There's something for absolutely everybody at Elkmont. That's a fact. I've bought all sorts of stuff from Elkmont. Elkmont is where you go when you need a special gift for a special person like mom. Oh, by the way, or you. Or yourself. If you need a special gift for yourself. Located in Clemson or Powdersville, 24/7 at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Trust me. Go see Lee, Amy. You will thank me later. Great people, great store, all great stores, I should say, and absolutely everything you could. I mean, honestly, if you enjoy the outdoors, if you enjoy life, there's something for everybody at Elkmont. Trust me when I tell you that. All right, I want to get back to this scheduling a little bit later and get to a little more NFL talk, but. I think the Seahawks are really, really dangerous. I think the Seahawks and Lions are both capable of winning the NFC this year. I don't think it's a guarantee that the Eagles repeat. I don't. I think it's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. But I think they're going to have a lot of competition. And, you know, apparently now that the 49ers have found the greatest passing quarterback in their history, maybe we should all just favor the 49ers because they have the best roster. Well, they have the best roster. So if they now have acquired the greatest passing quarterback in 49er history, well, again, they already have the best roster. So I guess we should just give them the title because apparently that's what's going to happen. The NBA last night, Ramona, you want to start from back to front or let's start from back to front. The late game, the Golden State Warriors and the L.A. Lakers. What did we tell you about this game yesterday, right here on this very show? We said the Warriors would crush the Lakers last night. I said by 20. They won by, what, 15, 16? 15 or 16, I think they won by. But I said yesterday on the show I thought they'd win by 20. I thought it'd be a blowout. The Warriors are an 8-point favorite. You know, it's something.
The Lakers I'm sorry. Yeah, is the Lakers LeBron's
team? They are.
Team?
Yeah, they are LeBron's team. And
so breaking that record all by himself didn't help them win a game.
Well, they're up 3-1. They were up 3-1. Now it's 3-2. You know, I want to find something I wrote last night, relatively early on, I think. I don't know the exact time, in the Knicks-Miami game. But it's something I said yesterday on the show. Here it is. I wrote this. I wrote, just doesn't feel... Now, remember, the Knicks are down 3-1, playing a game 5. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. I detailed the lines in these games and series as to what Vegas is still thinking about these series, because it was odd. It's like there are teams that have significant competitive advantage in terms of where the standings sit at the moment, yet Vegas wasn't recognizing it. Vegas is still saying they're not sure. You know, again, anybody who watched the Miami series with the Knicks would have thought that Miami's surely going to win last night. But the Knicks were, in fact, a 4-point favorite. They not only won, they covered. And the Warriors were down 3-1. After being an underdog in game 4 by like 2 in L.A., 2.5. And then they come home and they're an 8-point favorite. What does that tell you? I mentioned this yesterday. What it tells you is Vegas still actually thinks the Warriors are the better team, even though the Lakers are up 3-1. Vegas still thinks the Warriors are better, based on those numbers. Now, as I also explained, there's a game 5 factor. I don't know what the factor is, but there's a game 5 factor. In other words, the home team gets a little extra bump from a odds standpoint in game 5. They just do. It's a tough game for the visitor to win. So there's a little bit of that in there. But my point was, and this was my point when I wrote this last night, again, before any outcome was determined in any basketball game. I wrote, just doesn't feel like any of the teams that are down in these NBA playoffs are finished. Vegas still believes as well, if you examine the game-by-game lines, even with consideration, the Game 5 lines are always bumped for the home team. In other words, what I said last night was that I think these teams that are trailing still have a great chance to win. Even the Warriors, who were down 3-1, I felt still had a great chance to win. And so did Vegas, as I said, because the numbers were dramatically different. Again, the Lakers were a 2.5-point favorite at home in Game 4. The Warriors were an 8-point favorite at home in Game 5. That tells you they think the Warriors are a better team than the Lakers. Now, again, there's a bump there for Game 5. So let's say it's 2 points. Take the 2 points out, and it's still 6-2 or 6-2.5. And my belief was the Warriors were going to kill them last night. I just didn't know that you'd get great effort, sustained effort all night from the Lakers, and I thought you would get sustained, desperate effort from the Warriors, which you did. And Draymond Green was the best player on the court. I just had some guy on Twitter today, I remember. Excuse me, who wrote me and said, Well, what's a bad take? Yeah, well, just other than both announcers were saying it all night long, if you watch the game. I mean, look, anybody watching that game last night knew who the best player on the court was. Draymond Green is the guy who gave the Warriors all their energy. You don't have to like Draymond Green, but he was by far the best player on the court. Wiggins played well. Others played well for Golden State. Steph Curry played pretty well. I think he had 27. But without question, the best player on the court was Draymond Green. Not even remotely close. He's the guy, he was the energizer bunny. He put all the energy on both ends of that game last night, drawing charges, playing defense, pushing the ball, being a distributor of the ball, running screen roll. I mean, Draymond Green was, and look, I'm like the rest of America. I love to hate this guy, but he was terrific last night for the Warriors. By far the best player on the court. And they got some contributions finally from Wiggins and others, which they needed. But Draymond Green more than set the tone for the entire game with his astonishing hustle and determination and play in the first half. And they don't have any of that without him. It's not a tough team. The Warriors are not a tough team. They're not a physical team. They're not a tough team. They don't rebound the ball especially well. That's been one area the Lakers have hurt them in this series. Draymond Green gives them all those ingredients. Without him, they have none of it. And last night, Green played his best game of the series. He was absolutely terrific. And because he was terrific, the Warriors won the basketball game and won in blowout fashion. Oh, by the way, to the person on Twitter this morning, as we told you they would yesterday, we said they'd win by about 20, and they won by 15 or 16. What was it? 121-105? Was it 16? Whatever. It was a blowout. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Graduation is just around the corner. You have worked hard for this moment. Your family and friends are here to celebrate. So get ready for those pictures and posts with a fresh shave and cut with Roosters. Roosters invites the men in your life to get a haircut and close shave like you have never gotten before. What time is better than now? Because the only thing more permanent than that degree is a picture in the family album. Call now for your appointment at 884-8920 to feel your best.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeypath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
When something goes wrong in your home, you need a champion to fix it. That's where we come in. Champion Comfort Experts has spent decades hitting home runs and home service in the upstate area. Our trusted team of experts can handle any curveball your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system can throw at us. So if you've got a major league problem in your home, Champion Comfort Experts is the team to call. Champion Comfort Experts, your MVP for heating, air, plumbing, and electrical.
The podcast, Silenced, The Radio Murders, explores the unsolved homicides of three disc jockeys in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. It's an investigation that exposes corruption and drug trafficking, painting a portrait of Miami as a forward operating base for the CIA.
They were using their newfound freedom and the radio airwaves to ignite a revolution. That's when the killing started.
Listen to Silenced, The Radio Murders, wherever you get your podcasts.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Friends, Mother's Day is this weekend, and Elkmont is where you find mom that special gift that says, I love you and thanks for all that you do. Elkmont is the upstate's most unique shopping experience. Where else can you find mom a casual outfit for a day on Lake Kiawee with friends and family, hiking shorts, boots, and a performance shirt for a hike up Table Rock, the perfect Clemson game day outfit, or even an ensemble for a night out on the town with dad? From jewelry to Birkenstocks or designer jeans to purses, Elkmont has it all. And Elkmont is packed with inventory with many items on sale this week that are perfect for mom. Need ideas? How about that scented candle, a bog bag, an athleisure outfit by Vuori or Z Supply, a pair of Birkenstocks, or the ultra-comfortable and stylish On running shoes? Mom is special, and Elkmont is where you find that special gift. Elkmont is conveniently located at the intersection of 93 and 123 in Clemson and across from Chick-fil-A on Highway 153 in Powdersville.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Joe, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, for 90 years plus, they've been doing it the right way. Think about an auto dealership that has been in business for 90 years. Honestly, Marona, that just doesn't compute. Find me another one. I mean, I'm sure there is somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm sure there is somewhere. You know, probably some one-horse town somewhere, like in Kansas. But anywhere where there's civilization, I don't know. What's the secret? Through good times and bad, it's that you do the right things for people. You know who never gets over? The people, you know who never wins in business? The people who try and get over. They never win. They maybe make one little score, and then they're done. They're done. They're out of business almost overnight. The people who thrive for over 90 years do so because they do the right thing for their customers. and they make customers for life. That's how they win, by doing the right thing. By doing the right thing, because it keeps people coming back. And that's how you sustain. And that's how you have a family business the way the Colemans have had. Ash writes, first and foremost, I want to thank Joe for the wonderful experience helping me buy my Bronco Sport. He's the absolute best. Had so much patience with a first-time car buyer. Highly recommend if you're a first-time buyer, you just want someone to listen to you instead of just selling you a car. Thank you again, Joe. We had another reviewer write, it was like walking back into Mayberry. If you think this type of service doesn't exist anymore, you're looking in the wrong place. Get to George Coleman Ford Travelers Rest. Make a lasting relationship. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going?
Good, Joe.
That's a pretty good buy there, that Bronco Sport. I mean, there's also the Broncos. They look pretty nice, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
I listened to your, you know, your quarterback rankings. The only person I disagree with a little bit, just a little bit, is the Armstrong kid.
Yeah. I get it. I mean,
I still wonder about him.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I think Morgan Thomas wondered about that as well. And I understand why. I mean, he was terrible last year. But I really blame most of that on Tony Elliott. I think Tony Elliott has a completely different idea of what he wants to do with a football team, and that just didn't jive with what Brendan Armstrong wants and needs to do, nor what he does best. Now, you put the blame in both places, I guess, but the bottom line is his universe changed. It's easy to forget that this is a kid a couple years ago who was throwing for 5,000 yards and looked like he was one of the best three or four quarterbacks in America. Big, strong, tough, athletic. He didn't look any of those things. Honestly, he looked almost depressed on a football field last year. And I think he's going back to his former offensive coordinator, Robert Anai, and I think we've seen enough of these situations in college football the last couple of years where when the pieces are right, coaching, receivers, offensive line, around a quarterback, they thrive and they're their best. And when they're not, they suffer. It's more than just the quarterback. So my belief is that Brendan Armstrong's pieces are right again.
One of the reasons why I'm not so sure about him, and this is kind of an odd reason, is because, quite frankly, they have a history of quarterbacks getting injured at NC State the past few seasons. So, you know, that's the other piece that makes me wonder. But I will say, now, was that offensive coordinator there last year? I don't remember. Like NC State.
It's a reunion, and I just think. I think he's really comfortable running a nice offense, and was really uncomfortable running Tony Elliott's offense, which, of course, is, I mean, you know, Joe, if you look at the Virginia numbers from last season, you had a passing offense that the year before was 1, 2, or 3 in the nation. That offense fell apart last year, and the Virginia defense, which sucked, rose way up in the defensive numbers. So, you know, it was just a bad marriage. It's a bad fit. Tony Elliott, by nature, is hyper-conservative, and that's how he wants to play. And that's not how Brendan Armstrong wants to play.
And I'll just tell you this, it's not going to work at a place like UVA. I mean, that's a tough fit. I did notice you ranked Duke's quarterback pretty high. Like, theoretically, yardage-wise, how much yards do you think that Duke quarterback's going to play, throw if he's healthy?
I think for 4,000 yards. He threw for 3,000 last year and rushed for like 600 with 20 touchdowns and I want to say 5 interceptions. And he's a really good athlete, and he's an arm talent. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. Riley Leonard is an NFL quarterback. And he personally basically brought Duke to life last year. Yeah, Elko, the coach, had something to do with it. But a lot of that Duke improvement last year came from Riley Leonard being Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
And I think in another year in the same system,
I have every reason to believe all his numbers are going up. Maybe not the rushing yardage, because I don't know if you want him running around making plays all the time. But I think he's a terrific player. I'll tell you this, he's a much better player at the quarterback position at Duke than Daniel Jones ever thought about being.
Which is big, and I still think that Elka guy, he's going to prove Cutcliffe was a little bit overrated.
Oh,
quite frankly,
yeah, and, way overrated.
And I really think, and I hate to say this, I think Duke is kind of going to win like eight. I don't know, average 8 to 9 wins, and they're going to take the place of Virginia Tech, because I think Virginia Tech is about to go to the abyss. I'll just be honest. I don't think this coach has a clue, and I think their roster stinks, and I think everything about that program stinks right now.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you consider how starved those people are for football, how energetic they are when you give them anything at all to cheer for. But Brent Pry certainly didn't do that last year for Virginia Tech. We'll see whether he can right the ship at all. I was not a big fan of that hire. I'm not a big fan of hiring defensive guys in an offensive era of football.
Well, I mean, for what you could have gotten, Walt, you could have got maybe the Coastal coach. I mean, I think the Coastal coach would have gotten it. And Grayson McCall would have in it.
That's
would have
right.
gone up there. But do you think my Celtics have a chance tonight?
I do. Or are we just I do, Joe. You know, maybe I'm just hanging on. Maybe I'm hanging on to a wrong pick, but I don't think so. I mean, honestly, this is the most interesting series now. I thought the Celtics played an absolute flatline game the other day. Again, all the analytics favor Boston. All the results of the whole series until that last game favored Boston. It's a series that Boston could have swept 4-0, probably should have swept 4-0. And at the very least been up 3-1. And I have no explanation for what I saw the other day. I just don't. I thought Boston looked lethargic. They did not look connected offensively or defensively. They got beaten off the ball too many times from too many spots on the court. And look, this is a storied rivalry. Boston and Philadelphia, this goes back to the early 80s, and it's a storied rivalry, and it's a rivalry renewed now, but it's one that the Celtics have dominated, and including recently. But from a 76ers standpoint, you know, think about this. They have a shot to control everything. They have a shot to win at home and the series. They'd have home court advantage against Milwaukee. They'd also have home court advantage against the Western Finals. So the Philadelphia 76ers have a legitimate chance to win the NBA title if they can win tonight. Again, it's going to take some doing, but, you know, look, you look at what we've seen so far, okay? James Harden has played two great games against the Celtics. He has basically personally delivered two wins. Tell me when James Harden played well in a singular playoff game in his whole stinking life before this year. The answer is never. He has never played well in the playoffs ever. His whole playoff career had been nothing but futility. But in this series, James Harden has been the best player on the court on two occasions, the most impactful player. The danger with playing a team like Philly is even though you're better than they are, and I think you know it, they know it, I think every basketball fan on creation knows it, even though you're better, they have some insanely gifted players that are capable of delivering in a one-game spot, and that's the danger that you've put yourselves in.
I may be crazy, Joe, but I
think that, as I said, all of these teams that were left for dead, I didn't think any of them were dead. I think the most dead is still the Knicks. But I think Boston's going to Philadelphia and beating them.
Well, we better, because apparently we had shirts all year and unfinished business. Well, we got a lot of business to do, and we got a dummy for a head coach. So appreciate it, Walt.
Joey's bounced so far back and forth, Ramona, on this Boston series, you know, from just these insane highs to these desperate lows. I don't know how it all ends for you, Joe. But I I think Boston's going to bounce back. I just think when you have elite players, and the Celtics do, I think when you play a terrible game, it's just like human nature. You just can't wait to play again. You want to bounce back from that. I think the Celtics were probably embarrassed by that last effort. But I'll say this. I'm under no illusions. I mean, even if the Celtics win tonight, they could still lose Game 7 at home. I don't think that the outcome for Boston is a guarantee. You know, remember when Larry Bird was playing for Boston in the time with Philadelphia, he said, you know, no, you had your chance. You know, that it's over now. And Bird said, you know, it's over. We're going back to Boston. This is against Irving's Sixers team. He said, you know, no way you're winning in Game 7 in Boston Garden. The Celtics don't have anybody like that. They have talent. They don't have anybody like that. They don't have anybody who can personally deliver Game 7. So even if they win tonight, I don't think it's a guarantee they win. I think they're the better team. I think they look that way. The analytics looks that way. But the results haven't.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
M&J Auto Parts is your auto parts warehouse, now a part of the Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts Group. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and carry rough country off-roading parts. Visit our warehouse at 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We're happy to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
We're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Carolina Direct Furniture, passing savings directly to their customers. Don't let Carolina Direct's warehouse fool you. It's stocked and ready for you. Bedroom, dining, sofas, rugs, lamps, mattresses, and more. They are a locally owned family store that operates with a low overhead to present you with the savings you deserve. Find them in Greer, where Pelham and Highway 14 connect, and they will connect you with the furniture and mattresses of your dreams. Check them out online at carolinadirect.com. Mention the Roar for an extra 5% discount. Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution.